έως βασίλης έρχεται.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Keetka is a women's singing ensemble based in Oakland. For more than 35 years, the group has been singing songs drawn from Eastern European vocal traditions in Slavic, Hungarian, and Bulgarian. Keetka artistic director Shira Sion and member Corinne Sykes joined me in studio. First, I asked Corinne what drew her to Eastern European traditional song.
A lot of it has to do with the production of the voice and how open and strong that sound is compared with a lot of the style of singing that we might be more familiar with in this country. And so just really being taken by that openness.
And so when you say the singing is open and strong, what does that mean?
It's much more forward. It's much, it may sound or seem louder, even if it's not technically louder. And kind of has to do a lot with the placement in the head. You know, where are you resonating and where are you sort of feeling that sound? So, for instance, like if we were just singing, you know, art songs or choral something or whatever, it might be like, you know, like, I don't even know what tune everyone sings, but like, Amazing Grace, how sweet, like very light, you know, would be a choral. Or opera is going to be a little bit more powerful, but still in that sort of rounded, like, you know, like a kind of sound, whereas, for instance, the Bulgarian open voice style or something like that is typically where people start, is going to be placed a lot more forward. So, for instance, like, and kind of has to do a lot with the placement in the head. You know, where are you resonating and where are you sort of feeling that sound vibrate in your face?
Vibrate in your face.
Yes. Yes, I tell my students often to think about the cheekbones and the front of your teeth and things like this, as opposed to for, you know, if you're coaching opera, you might say, oh, lift the back of your palate, or, you know, think about singing through the top of your head. You know, instructions like that are going to produce a different kind of resonance.
So let's talk about the Winter Songs tour. Are these winter songs all kind of happy, happy, joy, joy, joyful time, la, 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 or not?
Not at all. I mean, there are, of course, the requisite happy, happy ones. But then there's a lot of ones that speak to the cold, you know, or speak to the reality of winter or death or, you know, different things that may be associated with that time.
A lot of the recurring themes that occur in the carols have to do with, may you be healthy, may your flock produce an abundant, bigger flock, may your fields produce an abundant harvest. There are these setting very specific intentions for very specific people and animals and the land itself during a time of year where purely surviving is really difficult and not a guarantee. I think we live in times now where certain New Agey people talk about, you know, the power of setting intention or the power of visualization. But I think in traditional culture, it's a really deeply held belief that if you sing the right song with the right text at the right time to the right person, it's going to produce this effect. And I think we really like to hold that tradition as we're programming winter songs from year to year.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba, and with me are Shira Sion and Corinne Sykes, members of Keetka. Hi.
Hi.
So let's hear a song.
Okay. This is a tune called Av Yerusalime.
Av Yerusalime.
Av Yerusalime. It's a Christmas carol talking about the series of feast days that surround the Nativity. It also is one of these songs in a typical caroling tradition that wishes health upon all of the listeners. Mm. And most importantly, the singers say, and as forgiveness for all of the mistakes we've made this past year, we ask you to give us chocolate. And yeah. Chocolate is a very important substance in keeping Kitka going. So, and so it's sort of become a Winter Songs ritual. Those people who've sort of made coming to our Winter Songs concerts an annual tradition know to bring chocolate to the concert. And when we sing this song, to bestow it upon us. And we've had all kinds of bonbons thrown at us. No.